Joining the program now is Alya Howe. Hi, Alya.
Hi, Luke. Thanks for having us on.
And also Mac Scott of CORE is with us. Hi, Mac.
Hi, Luke. Thanks for having us.
You betcha. Well, there's a new event coming up, a new writ large event, Alya. It's called, what is it called? Climate Change Stories, right?
No, it's called Climate of Love. It's the third annual Roaring Stories, which is a community storytelling series co-presented by CORE, ACES, Lead with Love, and me, writ large, in partnership with you, KDNK.
Yes, and this one, we are broadcasting this one, aren't we?
Yes, you are. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Because of COVID, we need to limit the number of people there so that we can socially and safely distance. And so there's going to be the live streaming component. And I'm really excited for this. And the theme of the night is Climate of Love.
Tell me about that theme. What does that mean, climate of love?
Well, climate of love, it invites the storytellers to reflect on, have you ever fallen in love with a place the same way you can fall in love with a person and seen it change before your eyes, maybe because of climate change? And then to take us into the story, into the narrative, and there will be half a dozen local storytellers sharing their journeys of lands saved, lands loved, lands receding as relationships recede, witnessing climate change both outwardly and both the inner climate of what is going on with some people personally during this COVID-19 time, a reflecting on lands, on personal perspectives. It's a diverse evening, and the stories will just rock people's hearts with delight, with tragedy. I mean, all ranges of emotional expression. These storytellers are courageous and generous. And, wow, it's such a precious gift to sit and hold and listen to the gift of a story from someone's life. Magical night coming up.
That's a couple of juicy topics. Love, love and love of place. That's a juicy topic.
It really is, Luke.
How many storytellers do you have this time around, Alya?
I believe there will be five, and I have one storyteller hovering. And I'm just not sure if this will be the right time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mac, tell me about CORE's involvement with this particular iteration of Roaring Stories.
Yeah, you know, Roaring Stories was first thought up a couple of years ago. This is the third annual by our communications director, Laura Whitley. And the goal of Roaring Stories is really to broaden the climate discussion to folks that may not always hear about climate, to get outside of our echo chamber and really tap into the community and find out what climate and place means to individuals through storytelling, and hopefully just invite people in to be a part of the climate change discussion.
So very personal, personal stories.
Really personal, Luke, and the live event is sold out, but I bet Matt could tell everyone more about live streaming the event and where it's being aired and the timing on KDNK and looking at the live stream and the radio broadcast. They're both free. Could you take that away, Matt?
Absolutely, yeah. We're so excited to have the live stream this year. Not only can people tune in on KDNK, the storytellers go live at 6:30 from Rock Bottom Ranch. So we'll have radio stream. We will also have, thanks to Charles Conniff Architects, a live stream this year with Grassroots TV, which will also kick off at 6:30. And anyone who would like to check out that live stream to watch it can jump on aspencore.org/roaringstories and register to receive a free link. It'll all be done through YouTube, and we hope to get a wide audience this year.
So I just want to remind everyone that it is on Wednesday, September 16th. It will be live streamed, and you need to go to the CORE website to see that, and or tune in to our favorite radio station, KDMK.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I think a lot of people looking forward to it. And, you know, it's actually during KDNK's membership drive. I wonder if both of you might take a minute or so to testify for KDNK. What does KDNK mean to you, Elia Howe?
KDNK means community to me. KDNK lets me know what's going on around the community. It has diverse news programs that let me dig into with much greater depth and community perspective around some of the local political and environmental goings-on. They're the first to let us know what's going on with the fires and the highways. I mean, our radio is an unbelievable resource for the community. And for me personally, I have received so much support from everyone at KDNK for promoting the events that I put on under Alia's umbrella, for hosting the first poetry slam in Carbondale in the back room and having workshops there. KDNK is our community resource. Thank you.
Ooh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Mac, now it's your turn.
Well, man, that's tough to follow up because Alia really checkmarked a lot of the boxes. And you know, for me, it's my source of news, and it's also my source of fun and entertainment. It educates me in the morning, and it's often a dance party at night in our living room listening to the DJs. And it's so fun to get to know people on a personal level that are playing the music and reporting the news and public affairs and current events and just all of the things that are so important to the richness of life. And my entire experience in the Valley, KDNK, has been an enormous part of it. And I'm so grateful for this station.
Yay, you both hit home runs. That's great. Wednesday, September 16th, 6:30 on KDNK, live stream through Grassroots, through the Aspen Core website. It should be fun. Alia Howe, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Luke.
And Max Scott, you too. Thanks.
Thanks, Luke. Take care.